Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, as we draw closer to the grand celebration of the birth of your Son Jesus, we thank you for making known the mystery of your love from the very first promise to Adam and Eve through your living voice through the ministers of your church to this day. Grant that your living word ever call us and all sinners to repentance and faith in your only begotten Son. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Keep all that you have called to preach and teach and care for your people in true faith. Guard them against the attacks of the evil one and give them health and joy in their ministry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Send your Holy Spirit over the whole world, that those who lead in the authority of government acknowledge your laws and will, making for times of peace that we may live faithfully in safety. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And give to those who are sick your strength. Today we especially uplift those families that are mourning the loss of loved ones. For the family of Curtis Hansen, the family of Ian Crosby, and the family of Nikki Weatherly, with all of their recent passings, that they would have rely on your strength and your hands to cover their grief. Lord, also for those who are expecting, and pregnant, for Kathy Stedman and Audrey Gonzalez, that their deliveries would be as smooth as possible, and that both baby and mother would be healthy through all of it. Lord, also for those that we name now that have health concerns or just have asked for prayer, for Kai, Haley, Dylan, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Barry and Betty, Mike, Chris, Carla, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, Bob, Lou, Maggie, Gary, Janine, Dottie, Steve, Tim, Terry, Marie, Ruth, Steve, and Catherine Miles. Give them patience and grace in those times that they lose hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.